There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 16th edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend and another week of baseball action coming up. We have, it's 12 teams I was reading with 7 games this week, so should be bigger slates. But then again, we have a 10-game Monday. There's 11 games, but one starts 30 minutes too soon to put on the DraftKings slate. I digress yet again. Hope everybody took it easy over the weekend or got very fortunate with all the rainouts. So there's 6 on Sunday, more on Saturday. It was a bloodbath of just options that took place. The one in Kansas City for the Angels and the Royals was horrible because there's zero rain. They canceled it late because of the cold, which they knew was going to be cold all day. So there's no excuse for that one. That one's just complete BS. And that's part of the problem with this stupid start to the season. But nothing we can do about that. We can only pick our teams and make it work. And we got some weather concerns tonight. A lot of good hitting conditions with wind blowing out, but they're cold and wet. Colorado at Pittsburgh, wind blowing out to left center, about 16 miles an hour. Slight chance of rain, very cold. St. Louis, Chicago, and Wrigley. Wind blowing out in Wrigley to right center field at 15 miles an hour. Slight chance of rain and cold. Washington at the Mets in Citi Field, 19 miles an hour wind blowing out to right field. Slight chances of rain. You got Philadelphia and Atlanta, wind blowing out to left field at 19 miles an hour. No real threats there. White Sox, A's, blowing out to right field about 17 miles an hour. And we have a slight chance of rain on that one, but that is pretty scattered showers for the most part. And then Dodgers, Padres, wind blowing in from left field at 21 miles an hour. So lots of interesting factors to take into play this morning. Let's take a look at the totals on the slate. Not a lot of high totals. I don't know if it's weather or pitching because the pitching is not outstanding. But you have Rockies, Pirates, 8.5. Waiting on those Cardinals, Cubs. Because since there's a rain out, they're assuming Tyler Chatwood's starting, which he should be. But Vegas decides to not put these lines out yet. Royals, Blue Jays. Oh, and plus in Wrigley, with the weather conditions, Wrigley's always late. So that's another factor there. Royals, Blue Jays, 8.5. Rangers, Rays, 8. Nationals, Mets, waiting on that one because Jeremy Hellickson making his debut this season for the Nationals. Phillies, Braves, 8. Reds, Brewers, 8.5. White Sox, A's, 8.5. Astros, Mariners, 8. And then we're waiting on the Dodgers, Padres as well as Robbie Erlin should be making his debut this season. So totals are low, but there's a lot of intriguing things to pick out tonight. So let's start it off with your pitching, as usual, on tonight's slate. You got two guys, 10K and above. You have Jacob DeGrom at 11.5 at home against the Washington Nationals. By far the best pitcher on tonight's slate to me. Except the Nationals is not the most ideal matchup. They do strike out 20% of the time. DeGrom is striking out almost 29% of the batters he faces with a ground ball rate close to 46%. He's everything you wish he could be and more. So he is a great, great option tonight. Yes, slightly concerning with the Nationals lineup, but it's a Nationals lineup that got shut down at home for the most part against a Rockies pitching staff that many don't think are great. DeGrom can be characterized in that very, very good to great column. So give me some Jacob DeGrom. Aaron Nola, the interesting thing called Aaron Nola. He's $10,400 coming off an amazing start. Got home against the Cincinnati Reds, 8 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks, outstanding. Prior to that, 2 hiccups. And his first hiccup was at Atlanta on opening day. 5 1/3, 3 hits, 1 earned, 1 walk, 3 Ks. Not a horrible start, 13.6 points, but now you're paying $10,400. And, you know, he's got a 1.96 ERA, a 0.98 whip. Everything points that he's pitching well. He's not really getting strikeouts, 3, 4, and 6. So he has 13 Ks in 18 and a third innings. You want more than that. He's facing a Braves team whose offense is very, very good to start the year. There's no hiding that one. They strike out 19.6% of the time. Nola's got his 26% K rate. Ground ball rate around 50%. So there are nice things there when you're talking Aaron Nola. But there's some hesitation. So I want to mention him because he's a very good pitcher. It wouldn't shock me if he did outstanding. He'll be super low owned at $10,400. So he's on the slate. But if I'm paying up, I'm going to Grom. And then I'll give Nola a look. If I'm making a lot of lineups, I will have a little bit of Nola. I'll tell you that much. I don't plan on making a lot of lineups just yet, but plans change throughout the day, so we'll see how that goes. Now, when you drop below 10,000, skipping over Hyunjin Ryu, he had a great start his last time out. He's very, very shaky. The Padres actually have some decent right-handed bats. If you want to go there, no one would be shocked if the Padres got shut down by anybody. So at 97, he's there, but I'm not going there. Dallas Keuchel looks broken. He needs to prove it to me more than once before I can go back on that train. We go all the way down to Ronaldo Lopez, $8,300. There's a lot of 7 and 8K guys that we're going to be building around today. And Ronaldo's been outstanding. He's over 21 points in both of his starts at home against Detroit, then at the Toronto Blue Jays. He goes to Oco Coliseum, where it's a good pitcher's park. Sure, wind is blowing out to right field in this one. Sure, slight chances of rain. All things considered, though, it's a good matchup. Oakland strikes out over 22% of the time. We saw King Felix shut him down yesterday. It is a little scary, big fly ball game. Only a 31% ground ball rate. So almost little less than 50% of the time, balls get hit on the ground or in the air. Not good when the wind's blowing out to right. That's for darn sure. A's have a 4.48 total. Currently third highest on the slate. We're still waiting for a few more totals. So it'll probably be like fifth, sixth highest eventually. Lefties hit 332, righties 260. There are some lefties that definitely can rake in that Oakland lineup. But a lot of their power on outside of like Matt Olson and I wouldn't say Jed Lowry is their power guy. He did go deep yesterday, and he's got that potential. He's more of a doubles guy. So their big-time power comes from the right side of the plate. So keep that in mind. Ronaldo Lopez, 83, very nice-looking play indeed. Now we drop down to a guy I think is so underpriced, it's embarrassing, and if he gets beat up, so be it. But he might not get that high owned because he's facing the Houston Astros. And we're talking James Paxton at $8,000. At that price tag, you can have a few hiccups because he struggled opening day against Cleveland. But then at Minnesota, a team that can hit lefties well, 18.3. At Kansas City, team that they're not great, but they have a lot of right-handed bats that can't hit lefties, 24.7 points. He's got 10 and 7 Ks in his last two starts, which is outstanding. That's the kind of stuff you're looking for. Houston is striking out more this year than they were last year. They're almost up there at the 24.5% strikeout rate, which is outstanding. When you're looking at a guy like James Paxton for $8,000, he's striking out 28.5% of his own. A 43.3% ground ball rate, which is very, very good. Keep the ball down against Houston. So that's in the 30% fly ball rate column. When you're looking at Houston, their team total on the day is 4.07. That's like middle of the pack, which you don't see very often. But Paxton's been really good. Lefty's 255, righty's 275. It's been more of a control thing with Paxton. The Astros can beat anybody up. There's no sugarcoating that. But when you look at James Paxton, a couple things you want to look at is that last year he faced the Royals 4 times. He was 2-1 with a 1.69 ERA in 21 and a third innings. He got 16 hits, 4 earned, no home runs, struck out 20. It's an 8.4 per strikeout per nine ratio. So he was very, very, very good against these guys last year. And it's someone to keep an eye on for $8,000. The upside's tremendous. And if he gets beat up, it doesn't hurt you nearly as much as taking a Keuchel or, you know, a Nola or something in similar tough matchups. And you're getting a massive bonus at $8,000 with Paxton. So I do like him quite a bit tonight. And if he gets beat up by Houston, at least he got beat up by a good team. It's not like he's getting beat up by the Royals or something where you're going to go cry about it. And we'll talk about a guy in a minute who we'll look at there. But James Paxton definitely in play. And I think he'll be low on because A, it's against the Astros, and B, the next guy we like at $7,800 is Blake Snell of the Tampa Bay Rays. This kid, I was high on him coming into the year. He was pretty good against Boston his first start, got you about 14 points, got beat up against the Yankees in New York, kind of understandable. Then he goes into Chicago, a team that's got some thump in that ballpark, and he strikes out 10 in six innings, a one-earned run, still walked five, and that's always been his problem, is walking guys, 31.9 fantasy points. One big concern, he had 114 pitches his last time out. That always makes me kind of wonder, with these young kids, how they'll be the next go-round. We've already caught on to that with Jose Berrios, and he struggled his second start, and they threw great his start after that. So keep that in mind with Snell. Texas strikes out almost 21% of the time. The walk rate is what's been killing Snell from being very, very, very good. But Texas does have one of the lowest totals on the slate at 3.82. They have the lowest currently. There'll be a couple lower probably as more totals come out. But 3.68, lefties 216, righties 319. So definitely something to keep in mind with Snell going against Texas. We know, they got Beltrays of the world and other right-handed bats. Trinos had a good night last night. There's other ones there to keep an eye on. But for the most part, good matchup for Snell at 2,800. Or 7,800. Sorry. Luis Castillo at 73. As long as he's this cheap, I will keep him in mind. It's at Milwaukee, which is terrifying. He was better his last time out. No walks, 4 Ks, 3 runs in 5 innings. 2 homers, giving up that long ball again. But 12.5 points. He looked like he was really about to figure it out last time. Just missed the boat. So if you don't want to do it, that's fine. But Milwaukee strikes out over 25% of the time. This thing about Luis Castillo is crazy. He's given up these runs, but he's still 26% strikeout rate, a 13% swinging strike rate, and a 57% ground ball rate. It's like whenever they do get it in the air, they take him deep. And his hard contact rate isn't even that high. It's like mediocre at best at 30%. So he's been very, very good. Everything shows he's just right there, like so, so close. And when you're looking at the Milwaukee Brewers, team total of 446, lefties 299, righties 281 versus Luis Castillo. He's been very sketchy, so if you don't want to go there, I get it. But the GPP upside is tremendous. Like a Paxton Castillo lineup, if both of them just pitch to their ability, they're going to give you ace-type performances, and you can buy every bat. At the same time, they could falter. It's just the matchups they're in, the situations they're in, and that's the gambles you have to take. But I'm going to gamble with the Paxton Castillo, at least one for sure. But I like the idea of $7,300 for those two. A little more security, but not always great, is Jaime Garcia at 7,100 at home against the Kansas City Royals. I liked him on Sunday. I like him again today. 15.8 points at Texas. It's a very good lineup in that ballpark. Facing a Kansas City team now at home. He beat Chicago at home. The White Sox, 21.3 points. Jaime definitely in play here. Kansas City striking out 27.1% of the time. That's an insane strikeout rate. Even a 20% strikeout guy like Jaime Garcia can take advantage of that strikeout rate. His swinging strike rate's 11%. Ground ball rate about 54%. So there is a ton to like with Jaime Garcia today in this matchup. And he'll probably be popular. Because I know he's more popular than I expected his last time out. And I think he's in an even better spot this go around at home against the Kansas City Royals for $7,100. This guy is a guy you'll see tagged up with a lot of the guys up top and even if down below if you want to save some cash. So I like him quite a bit. Just beware, it could get a little ugly ownership wise with Jaime. But hey, you got to get the points one way or another and not worry about ownership sometimes. So in your 7 to 8K range, I got Paxton 1, Blake Snell 2, Jaime Garcia 3, Luis Castillo 4, Ronaldo Lopez 5, and it's kind of picking at straws. They all have some very, very good parts to them and some questionable parts. I have no problem mixing and matching in this middle range. Now, below 7K, it's dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. I don't want to go down here at all. I don't want to use anybody down here. And most days, if you've been listening long enough, you know I will recommend many, many, many plays in this range that I like, and most times they turn out decent. I'm not going to go down here. The only guy I'll tell you if you want to use one is Daniel Mignon of the Oakland A's. He's been good. He's been bad. He was good his last time out. Chicago strikes out 24% of the time. He's barely walking anybody, which is great. Limits the hard contact, but it's very, very scary. They have a team total of 4, lefties 280, righties 304. So in that spacious ballpark, wind's blowing out, which is scary, slight chance of rain. But if I'm looking at anybody, it's Daniel Mignon. That's the direction I'm going at that position. And that's it, which is very, very scary to say. So recapping your pitching up top, you got Jacob DeGrom and Aaron Nola. And then in the middle, and this is all personal preference for the most part, but this is where I'm looking. It's Paxton, Snell, Jaime Garcia, Luis Castillo, Ronaldo Lopez. But there's a lot of good plays there, different upside plays, quote-unquote safer plays, which is really no such thing, but you'll hear that term thrown around way, way too much. So that's kind of the way I look at the pitching on today's 10-game slate. Before we get to the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com. Check them out in your app store at Draft. It is a great way to play fantasy sports. It's head-to-head drafts. You can have three-man, six-man, 10-man, all kind of drafts. And the best part is you draft that day in a snake draft format. No one else can own the players you own. It is a phenomenal format. You draft in less than 5 hours. You stop. You put it away. And when you use promo code SDSports, SD as in dog, sports, at checkout on your first deposit, you get entry into a free $3 tournament. It is a phenomenal way to play sports. Hey, and with all these weather delays this past weekend, it was great. I was golfing on Sunday. You know, they cancel the game. I get a notification on my phone. Boom. You go in. You get the change, guys. Even after the game technically started, they let you go back and change it once the game's canceled. If guys aren't in the lineup that day, boom, you get to go change them out. There's so many ways to do things, and it was great. Saturday night, Indians got canceled, took Lindor out, put Kyle Seager in, boom, Seager went off, money was coming in. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's a great, great way to play, and if you use, you know, the knowledge we have from Quick Hits, you can rank your players, figure it out, play tons of awesome formats, but use promo code SD as in dog sports on your checkout for your first deposit to get entered in a free $3 tournament. If you have any questions, let me know. I will help you out. I am fully on board with these guys. They are a great way to play sports. And it's not just baseball. They have golf, basketball, football, hockey. They have it all. So check them out again. Draft.com or draft in your app store. Use promo code SD Sports. Let's get into the bats on today's slate. And you're going to have some interesting ones like in Chicago and Wrigley. That wind's blowing out. Slight chances of rain. It's cold, which sucks. But wind blowing out there will make things interesting. But we're looking more at guys like Evan Gaddis. If you are fading Paxton Gaddis, crushes lefties. We know this for a fact. He's off to a slow start to the year. Very slow start, but he does hit them well. Chris Iannetta of the Colorado Rockies, 3,400. He does hit lefties well, facing Stephen Brault of the Pittsburgh Pirates. When you're looking at Brault for the Pirates, let me find my D-backs numbers here. Where'd you go? Not D-backs, Rockies. Lefties hit 258, righties 358. So definitely an upper hand there for Chris Iannetta, who's rocky year, but $3,400, not bad. Guy like Austin Barnes, he's behind the dish for the Dodgers tonight against Erland of San Diego, making his debut. He's a lefty, 33. You can look that direction. Russell Martin at 32 versus the lefty Scoggle. There's a lot of lefties on the slate tonight, so we have a lot of that picking going on. Robinson Chirinos for Snell, not my best option there, but 31. Austin Hedges, 31, is in play as well. When you go down to the sub-3K range, see if Luke Molle is catching for Toronto at 3,000 versus Scoglin. That does have some upside at that price tag. I don't hate that at all. Max Stassi at 29, yeah, maybe not so much. Farther down you go, Wilson Ramos at 2,800 versus Martin Perez is outstanding. I like that a lot in Tampa Bay. I know Ramos is off to a rough year, but we know the upside he brings to the table. Good matchup for him there at that price tag, especially. Bruce Maxwell at 27 versus Ronaldo Lopez. If you need to go there, I don't think you do. A guy like Drew Butera at 26 versus Jaime Garcia. He'll likely get the start. Again, not the best of options in the world, but he's definitely a cheap punt option if you need it. So keep those guys in mind. Heading over to first base, it'll be loaded as always. You got Freddie Freeman at 5,200. When you're looking at the Atlanta Braves, lefties 311 off Nolan, righties 265. So you want to use your lefties if you're going to fade him in that ballpark. So Freeman would be your guy if you go that route. If Eric Thames is back in the lineup, he's 4,700 versus Castillo. It's a steep price tag, but he's been crushing the ball. It's typical Eric Thames. I talked about him on Bench with Bubba last night, recorded it with Ron Rigney. Great pod. Had a blast talking about baseball with Ron. But he's boomer bust. Like, he's an OBP machine. But average-wise, he's going to hit like 230 for the most part for you with a ton of power, 30 home run upside. So at $4,700, GPP, he's not a cash game play, but GPP definitely upside in that matchup versus Luis Castillo, who's been giving up the long ball. The farther down you go, if you want to go lefty-lefty, Joey Votto's 45 versus Suter. Votto has been struggling, so keep that in mind, but he's there. Carlos Santana in Atlanta, in SunTrust Park at $4,200 versus Julio Teheran. We know we target the lefties versus Teheran. This is a beautiful, beautiful spot to be in for your Philadelphia Phillies tonight. This is a stack I am fully endorsing. A total of 4.11. Lefties 339, righties 336. Julio Teheran looks like a flaming pile of dog poop. He's been so bad out there. If he figures it out tonight, tip your cap. It's baseball. But great spot to be in here. A total. It's middle of the pack of the slate, so might get overlooked a bit. But definitely one I'll be looking at. It's one of the ones with wind blowing out. It's going out to the left, not right. But it's going out. Not really any rain threats for now. And the temperatures are in the low 50s, which is much better than most places around. So keep your eye on Carlos Santana at 42. I do like that quite a bit. Yuli Gurriel, 41 versus Paxton, could be in play for you if you need to go that route. Like a Matt Olson at 4K is not bad. You go down a little farther, a guy I do like, a little Josh Bell action for the Pittsburgh Pirates at 3,900, averaging 8.2 DraftKings points per game, coming off a 19-pointer on Sunday against the Miami Marlins. When you're looking at your Pittsburgh Pirates, they have a 4.47 total, one of the higher ones in the slate. Lefties 320, righties 362 off Herman Marquez of the Rockies. So Josh Bell and the Pirates could be intriguing. Again, slight weather concerns there. Keep that in mind. But Bell at 39 could be in play. Farther down you go, a guy like Ian Desmond in that same matchup, Colorado-Pittsburgh. He's first base outfield eligible, 3,700. We know how well he can hit left-handed pitching, coming off a 14-pointer as he had a big game-winning homer yesterday in Washington. So keep Desmond in mind at 37 as a potential play as well. A nicer value at 3,500, CJ Cron versus the lefty Martin Perez for the Texas Rangers. Cron's slowly getting that bat going. We know his power versus lefties is very, very good. Tampa Bay, if I can, 4.32 total, very good total for them. Lefties 295, but righties 372 off Martin Perez. So CJ Cron at 3,500 is actually a play GPP-wise I think is going to be really nice to have, save some money, and with some really nice upside in that matchup. You go down farther, got Dan Vogelbach versus Keuchel at 29 is intriguing. Other than that, check your lineups and see if anybody pops up like a he's not a switch hitter, I don't think. No, he's not. Ronald Guzman is not a switch hitter. Like Ryan McMahon, $2,800, first base, second base eligible if he gets to play for the Rockies. Second base, Altuve at 53. Yep. He's always in play, but I'm not really looking to fade Paxton. It could be a sneaky GPP play because if he goes off, you got the nuts, but I'm not looking to go there. But a guy like DJ LeMahieu is absolutely on fire. 18 more points on Sunday. Check these game logs. Okay, 18, he had a 0, he had a 2, a 42, a 13. The dude is raking. 3 of his last 5, he has 13 or more DraftKings points. He's $4,300 versus the lefty Brault. Very solid look there. I don't mind that at all. Cesar Hernandez, another one I love, $4,100. Another big night last night, 11 DraftKings points. He's been feeling 11, 7, 4, 18, 10, 7, 9, 21, 5. He has been raking this season at $4,100 leading off against Julio Teheran. Cesar definitely in play there. A guy like Whit Merrifield at 41 versus Garcia, not bad. Ozzie Albies crushing the baseball as well. He's 4,000 versus Nola. If you're going in on a Nola, Albies and Freeman are your guys for the most part. There's others because there's a lot of lefties in that lineup. That's what makes it scary for Nola in that ballpark. A lot of lefties in that lineup. You go down a little farther, you know, Kike Hernandez at 3,900 if you want to. It's not my ideal play, but you can go there. Matt Carpenter against Tyler Chatwood in Chicago. Wind blowing out to right in Wrigley. He's second base, third base eligible at $3,800. He's not like lighting the world on fire. He's averaging about 7 DraftKings points per game. But lefties versus Chatwood hit 360, righties 321. And Chatwood's been very shaky. So keep an eye on guys like Carpenter at 38 could be interesting plays. The Cardinals as a whole could be an interesting play. Jed Lowry at 37. I love Jed every day. That price tag's slowly creeping up to the fours. But Jed at 37 is worth a look if you're going that direction. A guy that's hitting the ball really, really well, and Adam Wainwright is pitching really, really bad, is Ben Zobrist at 3,500. Second base outfield eligible in his last few games, 28, a 0, a 12, a 0, a 17. So it's kind of one of those all or nothing. And Wainwright's been bad. Again, wind blowing out to right in that matchup. Make sure it plays. But lefty's 352, righty's 331 off Adam Wainwright. So that is definitely a play. If that game plays, when the wind blows out in Wrigley, sure, it's cold, so it's not going to be as nice, but still, we're projecting, but the site I use, 15 miles an hour out to right already. That's a big breeze in Wrigley, so keep that in mind in the Cardinals-Cubs action. So after Benny Zobrist, Guys like Asdrubal Cabrera versus Jeremy Hellickson at 35, you gotta love that. The Hellboy is bad, we know this. So definitely someone to pick on there. Last year, lefties hit 340, righties 336 off Hellickson. So a lefty like Asdrubal Cabrera at 35, very much in play in that matchup. Get out a little farther, get a little pickier here. You got, if Adam Frazier cracks the lineup at 31, I never hate that. That's always a nice value. Wilmer Flores, second base, third base eligible at 3K. We prefer him versus lefties than righties, but it is Jeremy Hellickson. So we'll give him a pass on that one at 3,000. Give him a look there. Other than that, check your lineups. There will be some value that pop up. Like Joey Wendell is always interesting at 2,600. It'll be lefty-lefty, though, so it kind of concerns you a bit, but he's been getting a lot of playing time for the Rays. Going over to third base, you got Chris Bryant at 55. He is always in play. Moustakas, even against a lefty, he's intriguing at 44. Probably not my first pick, but he's intriguing. You got Bregman at 43. I do like that if you're fading Paxton. Same with Gurriel. You go down farther. The Todd Father is crushing it right now. He's $4,000 at price tag. We were paying like 31 last week for him. But he's tearing it up. His last 10 games, averaging 9.4 points a game. He's swinging a good bat. He's hitting 295 with an OPS at 973. He's 4K versus Jeremy Hellickson, so he's definitely in play. Scott Kingery, he's feeling it as well. He's third base shortstop eligible at 3,900. 16 more points yesterday, averaging 10.5 his last 10. He's coming off a back-to-back 16-point DraftKings performances. $3,900 worth a play as well. Mentioned Matt Carpenter already. Kyle Seager, if you want to fade Keuchel, he does it lefties well, so he'll be no one will own him at 3,700. He's intriguing. Colin Moran, though, at 36, I do like as a mid-priced third base option against Marquez. He's not lighting the world on fire, hitting 310, and that could turn into a big game for the Pirates. So keep Moran in mind at 3,600. Travis Shaw versus Castillo at 34. If you're fading Castillo, this is almost a must-play then, because the power upside in that matchup with Shaw at 34 is very, very nice. Christian Villanueva of the San Diego Padres, $3,300. Big game yesterday, 25 DraftKings points, went deep again. He's averaging 8 DraftKings points in his last 10. His last 3, 25, 18, and 16, all at home, so you can't blame the ballpark. He crushed the baseball, now gets Hyunjin Ryu at 3,300, so keep him in mind as well. Adrian Beltre, 31, versus Blake Snell is very, very, very cheap versus a left-handed pitcher. Keep him on your radar. We mentioned Wilmer Flores already. Ryan Flaherty, if he gets a start for Atlanta, is 2,900 if you want a value play. And Greg Garcia, he's third base shortstop eligible for St. Louis at 28. He double-donged over the weekend, and he's another guy that uses a value at $2,800. More likely at shortstop than third base, but to each their own. Going over to shortstop, you got Carlos Correa at 5K in play. Trey Turner, not so much versus DeGrom, but like Trevor Story at 41's on the radar. Mentioned Kingery at 39, I do like quite a bit. You go down farther. Dansby Swanson, no, you don't want to go righty-righty there. Like Ahmed Rosario at 32 versus Hellickson, I do like a little bit there. Aledmys Diaz, if he gets the start for the Blue Jays at 3,100 versus Scoglin, I do like that as a cheaper value play there, if you can keep him on your radar. J.P. Crawford swinging it well at 29 versus Lopez. I mean, versus Tejeron could be in play. Other than that, check your lineups. Mention Greg Garcia, and there will be others down below at the shortstop position. Heading to the outfield, Reese's Pieces, Reese Hoskins, 5,400 is a solid, solid play. Bryce Harper at 5K, GPP only. Springer at 49. Yasiel Puig at 48 versus Erland could be a nice play. He hasn't really lit the world on fire yet, but it's a good matchup for him. You go down farther. Gregory Polanco at 47 is in play versus Herman Marquez. As we dabble farther down the 4K range, you got like Michael Conforto at 46 versus Hellickson, even Suspedes, but Michael Conforto at 46, really a good looking play in that matchup there. You got Nelson Cruz, whose career has crushed left-handed pitching. He's $4,400 versus Keuchel. Don't ignore him. Starling Marte swinging it well at 43 is in play. Marcelo Zuna at 42, still not bad. Whit Merrifield, mentioned him earlier at 41. He's worth a look. But Jay Bruce, 4,100 versus Hellickson, not bad at all in that matchup. Dexter Fowler at 4K, I like a lot. He's really playing good. Really, really good. Farther down you go, Odubel Herrera swinging a really hot bat as well. He's 3,900. Hunter Renfro, a lot of power versus lefties. He's 39 versus Hyunjin Ryu. C-Dick, Corey Dickerson, swinging a good bat. He's 3,900 versus Marquez. Last few games, 10-5, 10-16, 19-14, 9-23, 17-13. C-Dick is crushing it right now. And no one's playing him at $3,900. So keep him on your radar for tonight's action. Chris Taylor had a nice night for the Dodgers last night. He's $3,800. He went deep and doubled for 23 DraftKings points against Erland. He is definitely a play. The Dodgers could be a nice look in that one. Going down a little farther, you got Carlos Gomez. If you want to go there versus Martin Perez at 37, it's not horrible. Adam Duvall, you only play him when he faces lefties he can take deep, and Suter's one of them at 3,700. Matt Kemp at 37 is okay. Ian Desmond, I do like a lot at 36, or 37 if you're going to go there. Tommy Pham, on fire in Fuego, and he's still cheap. $3,600 is too damn cheap for Tommy Pham, so keep him on your radar. Mitch Haniger, again, if you're fading Keuchel, is a great price tag for Haniger at 36. Good start to the year. He's been hitting lefties pretty darn good, so keep him on your radar. You go down a little farther. I mentioned Benny Zobers at 35. I like him a lot. Jose Perella at 35 is Ryu. Is definitely a nice GPP play if you want to go there. Ender Inciarte at 33 versus Nola is okay. Don't hate it. Franchi Cordero will wait on him until we get a righty on the mound. Go down farther. Chu versus lefty. No. A lot of lefties on the mound tonight. It makes it really interesting. Like a Matt Joyce versus Ronaldo Lopez at 31 if you need to go there. But I'd rather go to Nick Markakis at 3,000. I think that's a nice play if you're fading Nola at 3K. Nice value in that one. Like a Jake Marisnyk at 3K. He'll face a lefty. Brian Goodwin will face DeGrom at 3K. But Brandon Nemo, if he cracks the lineup at 3K versus Hellickson, I love. Nick Williams, 2,900 versus Tehran. Absolutely, that is a phenomenal play. If he cracks lineup for value alone, great play. Preston Tucker, 2,900 for the Braves. If you're fading Nola, another value you could look at there. Other than that, maybe check your lineups. There'll be like Paulo Orlando at 2,800 versus Jaime Garcia. He should crack the lineup. Someone to keep an eye on. Jason Hayward's only 2,800. I hate Jason Hayward, but it is value if you're stacking the Cubs. He can be that guy that no one else touches. That gives you a little bit of upside in that matchup if you want to look that direction. Other than that, check your lineups, and we'll see what else value-wise comes out to us. So there you have it. Your bats, your pitchers. Let's recap those pitchers. Up top, DeGrom, Nola in that order. In the middle, this can be subject to change throughout the day, but this is where I'm looking right now. Paxton, Snell, Jaime Garcia, Luis Castillo, Ronaldo Lopez up top. And then if you have to go below the end of the 6Ks, which I highly advise against tonight, you go with some Daniel Megden at 5,200. So we like the Cubs versus Waino. Lefties 352, righties 331. And then the Cardinals versus Chatwood. Lefties 360, righties 321. So definitely the lefties there. Like Tommy Pham and Ozuna, you just can't quit. So those are good options there. The Padres versus Hyunjin Ryu. Lefties actually at 399, righties 310. But I think that's a small sample of that 399 lefties thing. That's crazy. Dodgers versus Robbie Erlend could be an intriguing play. But like Mets versus Hellickson, yes, yes, yes. You definitely take a look there. The Blue Jays versus Eric Skoglund. Lefties 363. Righties 459. Too bad Donaldson's not playing these days. But still, some good options there. The Pirates versus Ramon Marquez. Lefties 320. Righties 362. That's why Starling Marte is not completely out of the question. But like a Marte, Polanco, Bell stack kind of gets... And C-Dick. Again, everyone's forgetting C-Dick crushing the baseball. And if this might be a night where, you know, you don't stack and you take a lot of one-offs or two-man stacks. There's different ways to approach things, but there's a lot of good options. Rockies, righties versus Steven Brault are in play. Tons of stuff to look at throughout this. Remember, a lot of low totals. Let's check your BVP before I send you on your way. Got Cardinals, Cubs, Addison Russell, 6 for 15, three doubles. Jason Hayward, 6 for 23. It's a 261 average. Nothing too crazy there. A lot of small samples on the board tonight, it looks like. We got Yoenis Cespedes, 6 for 19, 3 homers off Hellickson. Asdrubal Cabrera, who I mentioned earlier, 9 for 23, 2 doubles and a homer. Jose Reyes, 12 for 33, 3 doubles and a homer. Agon's taken him deep twice, something to keep an eye on there. Bryce Harper, 9 for 26, 2 doubles and a homer off Jacob DeGrom. As a team, the Nats are getting $199 off of DeGrom. You go down some more. C.J. Cron, 5 for 18 with a double and a triple off Martin Perez. Freddie Freeman, 6 for 17, two doubles and a homer off of Nola. Markakis has taken him deep twice as well. Mikel Franco's 10 for 30 with two doubles off of Tehran. Hoskins, 3 for 8, two doubles. Cesar Hernandez has a homer. Odubel Herrera homer. Both hit below 200, though. Nelson Cruz, 10 for 30 with a double and three home runs. 333 average versus Dallas Keuchel. Let's keep that on your radar. Seager's taking him deep twice, hitting 262, 11 for 42. Carlos Correa, 6 for 16, two doubles off Paxton. George Springer, two homers, but hitting 238. That'll do it. That's your BVP for tonight. So again, 10 games slate for Monday. Not a bad slate. Watch the weather, though. There's slight chances of rain in three or four stadiums. A lot of wind blowing out. Some really cold situations. So keep an eye on all that. Hopefully, I think it's just an abomination that you can build a new stadium without a retractable roof these days. There should be no excuse for these rainouts and cold outs and whatever the heck you want to call them. But that's what it is. So any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrip. But more importantly, come to the Slack chat. The more guys we get in there, the more guys we get talking. Don't be afraid to talk to each other. You don't have to talk to just me. Talk to each other. Talk to other guys on SD. We could get a real good thing going there, and it's free. It's absolutely free. I put it together for you guys to help you guys out, build stuff, go through there. So check that out. If you need an invite in there, ask me, and we'll get that thing going. Some days it's ice cold. Some days it's hot, hot, hot. We need to make that thing a happening place, a good place for people to communicate and build their knowledge. But good luck tonight. Check out Draft at draft.com and Draft in your app store. Use promo code SD Sports for $3 entry into a free tournament on your first deposit. But good luck. 10-game slate, MLB, DFS Quick Hits, Monday, April 16th edition, in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.